Okay, here's the deal. King Kong is what you get when the current Hollywood golden boy is given a green light after winning an Oscar for a 3.5-hour movie. Naomi Watts turns in a good performance as a new Fay Wray, and Jack Black steals the show from the rest of the humans. However, I'm still trying to figure out why Adrian Brody's in this movie at all. He got out-acted by a 50-foot ape. Kong is the star of this movie, and whenever he's not on screen, which is considerable, I might add, things bog down. After an inexcusably long first half that left me screaming, "Show me the monkey," King Kong actually takes off when the characters reach the island. It's still pretty good, and if you're going to see it, check it out on the big screen. The effects alone are definitely worth it. But you may want to consider walking in about an hour late. King Kong gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.